All right, so it's just a little after 3 o'clock on Wednesday, May the 1st, and we're calling the Measure O Oversight Committee meeting to order. So we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So that is... So everybody has a copy of the agenda. If you would like, we can move 3 and 4, and that way we could have somebody that can approve. That way you can vote and approve the agenda if you'd like to do it that way. And that way I can...
Good deal.
So we're switching, we're switching 3 to 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Just drop it down.
Stitching. We're stitching. Okay.
So with that, I'll open up nominations for board chair. Or measure... I mean, for Measure O Oversight Committee chair.
Okay. I want to make a motion the chairman be Paul Frase.
I second.
Yeah. All right, we have a motion and a second.
You're doing all the work.
not yet.
Soon.
the chairman will delegate.
Yeah.
So we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion?
I would just like to say one thing before you guys vote on it. That as far as being a chairman, I would like to make sure that this committee is not just a rubber stamp for the auditor's report, and that we actually do true oversight, and we take a look at the ballot measure, and we do what the will of the voters meant to do when they voted for Measure O. So, and I think our true our true calling here on oversight is that we need to oversee what was promised to the voters, and that is being delivered. And that's all I have to say about that.
I think we're on the same page, all three of us, on that. Yeah. I think that's why we had so much scrutiny with the bylaws that you worked through. So I have like three little things I wanted to talk about. I have your notes.
I have additional things too that I like to talk about too. So it's to me, it's what was the will of the voters when they voted for Measure O? And I want to make sure that we fulfill that oversight to fulfill their promises.
And I agree with you. I agree. And there were some things in the bylaws that definitely removed that from our...
Hindered,
okay.
Hindered.
I would limit it.
I agree with you, sir.
Thanks.
Does anybody else have any comments, concerns, wishes? So, with hearing and seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of Paul Frase being the chairperson, signify or raise your hand or say aye.
I'll vote for myself. I'm not proud.
It's okay.
So, we have 3 yeas, 0 noes, and no absentees. So, congratulations. At that point, I will just turn the meeting over to you, and I'll let you run the next nomination for vice chairperson.
Okay.
I don't have to talk to my person
Thank you, Chief, for filling in until we actually assigned a chairperson. So, what I'd like to do is to open nominations for a vice chair.
I make a nomination, vice chair, being Annie Zeff.
I second the nomination.
You're Rodeo. See, Hercules Rodeo.
And you've got a lot on your plate, so I can see why you would...
Well, I might not be in a month or so, but I don't want to discuss But yeah, I do. I'm with the Homeowners Association and my Little League team.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So any further discussion on the nomination?
Okay.
Well, then I'll call for the vote. All those who are in favor of Annie Ziff being not being voted in as the vice chair of the Measure O Oversight Committee, signify by saying yes.
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 Okay. Well, that's a, thank you, gentlemen.
Vanny, you are confirmed. Thank you very much. Okay, the next area.
I expect my position to be totally fluff.
Oh, well, we'll see. Okay, since we moved the appointment of the officers up from 4 to 3, we're now going to go back and have a confirmation of the agenda. So with that being said, is there any additions, deletions, or changes that you see that we need to make in this agenda?
Chief, I asked you to include something on the agenda item, and I don't know if you changed the verbiage on what I was trying to say. Number 7, here's what I put that I sent the email to you, and you said that you would do that. Did you intend number 7 to be my request?
So understand that even though you make a request to me,
uh-huh,
it still goes through the department's legal counsel, and he makes any changes to that,
oh, okay,
that he sees fit.
And so did he change my request to number 7?
He did.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So did since there's attachments, then there's it says attachment Measure O fund sequence of events. So do we have that?
You,
oh, that's what that is? Okay.
Received it in your...
Okay, yeah.
Okay, any other discussion on the current agenda?
No.
Okay, so then we will confirm that this is the agenda we'll be working with today.
Right.
Okay, any disagreement?
No.
Okay, by consensus, we'll move on. Public communications. Now, I guess it's actually required that the chairman read the little note there. Public comment on any item of interest to the public that is within the committee's jurisdiction will be heard. The committee may limit comments to no more than 3 minutes per speaker. Public comment will also be allowed on each specific agenda item prior to committee hearing or action thereon. Do we have any public communication?
We do not.
Okay. All right, moving on. Review, discuss for possible action on the committee bylaws. Now, I will preface this in saying that we spent most of our last meeting on reviewing the bylaws that were currently approved by the board in an effort to come up with bylaws that we think are appropriate to the Oversight Committee. And with that being said, I compiled the notes that we had on the bylaws into a draft proposal, which is in the packet. And that's the what I'd like to do is take this opportunity to review that draft proposal and then make any further changes, updates, additions, deletions that the committee sees fit.
There was very few things I had. I went through, the reason I didn't get back to you, Paul, is that there were so few items. You did such a thorough job on it that I didn't see the reason to do that, because I literally have, I think, 3-4 things that I've marked, real small things. And I think it might be because of my notes. So,
okay, so let's do like we did last meeting.
Go through each.
And just start from the beginning, because
okay,
after I did all that, I kept thinking to myself, oh, I may have missed something. I kept going back after delivering it to you, and I've got some thoughts that I want to share with you, but we'll, as we go to that particular area, we can talk about it. Okay? So, anything on, we'll start with the first page of the draft, which is starts out with Exhibit A, and then Measure O, Citizens Oversight Committee Bylaws, Section 1, Committee Established. Any problem with that, Section 1?
It's good.
Good.
Any problem with Section 2?
Good.
Any problem or discussion on Section 3?
Good.
Good. All right. So now we're going to Section 4, which is entitled Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I made some changes on this one, that, as you can see in red, okay? And I wanted to make sure that that we aren't limited in our review of the Measure O revenue and expenses. And I have some I have some thoughts, and I will share them with you. But first, let me entertain any thoughts that you guys may have.
Are we talking? Were we confining ourselves to 401?
We can talk at 401, but what I have to say is in a general purpose and scope of the Measure O Oversight Committee. So, do you see anything on 401 that you think we need to change?
No, nope, that was what we had.
That was the
notes that that we had made. That's
okay. And anything on 402?
I have the words that you have in red on the details for the following. So I didn't have that on my notes. So what was the?
Okay.
I missed the reason for including that.
What I wanted to do. Okay. The thought on that was that we could see the auditor's report on Measure O, and the expense was assigned to salaries and some pension liability, unfunded pension liabilities, but we didn't have the details on that. We didn't have the
that's
complete,
what we wanted to
deep dive on those items,
and we were concerned about that,
and we wanted to make sure that with our bylaws that we actually are looking into details, because I think the devil is in the details.
I don't know if this question is appropriate, but do we really have that power, or is the BOD gonna say no?
No, I believe that we put in our bylaws what we want. Remember, we're an independent oversight committee, quote, okay, directly from the language. So I believe if we put in our bylaws that we have that scope, then it will be up to the board to approve or disapprove it.
Okay, then that's what they will do next Wednesday. This will be presented to them.
If we can get it all finalized.
Oh, yes. That's I thought that was our...
that's our goal today.
Our goal. Okay, I just have a problem with being able to act independent. I think there's going to be roadblocks. And one thing is that on this sequence of events, again, this is new to me, but I specifically wanted to send to the board next week some kind of request or idea of what to do with the CPI that was approved last month. That's specifically Measure O monies. And to me, this is the first thing that we have a direct hand in directing where it should go, or at least saying where it should go.
Mm.
And I don't see that in this flow chart. And again, that might be where I'm missing it. So I'm thinking that there's going to be opposition to us being independent, and opposition to us getting the information that we need to truly look at the expenses and the money. And no disrespect to Chief, but when I heard that the Measure O money was going for salaries, that really bothered me, because that was not the intention of it. We can argue the intention, but I think the three of us are very clear that it was for specific needs, not just to be an audit line.
I am in agreement with you.
Okay.
Okay. I will say this though. Okay. Now, my own personal belief is that our scope needs to be larger than it is currently defined in the bylaws, and for the simple reason is that if you look at Measure O funds, The revenue is about, correct me if I'm wrong, 32% of the current revenue.
I think that
and
was
the expenses are approximately 34%. So one third of Measure O funds is a huge part of the entire budget.
Correct.
For the district. If Measure O funds are assigned to salaries only, mm-hmm. or whatever, that frees up so much more money to be used elsewhere. Okay? And I think the intent of the voters, the will of the voters, was not for us just to review those salaries, but to have a wider, broader approach. Now, maybe we start looking at salaries and we go from there, but I think, well, let me use an example, okay? You're a voter in Rodale, okay? We've talked to people in Rodale. One of the main reasons they voted for Measure O is to keep the fire station open.
Right, as a working fire station, not as anything else.
Okay, so let's say, what if the district decided to turn the fire station in from a working fire station to a training facility and build a brand new fire station on John Muir Parkway in Hercules? Okay.
Let's put it on Linus Pauling.
What's that?
Let's put it on Linus Pauling.
Linus Pauling.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's a better drive. Okay.
Linus Pauling. Okay. Wherever.
Thank you.
Okay. So, all right. So, what do you think the voters in Rodale would say about that? That wasn't what we voted Measure
my,
O funds for.
My Rodale feeling is that unless there's something wrong with that station that cannot be rectified, that station will continue to be a working station, 75, for the area in Rodale and be first responders for that area.
Okay, if we are only limited to looking at where they're spending, where the district tells us they're spending Measure O funds, and that's salaries and unfunded liabilities.
Correct.
Okay, that would preclude us from investigating or reviewing the closing of a Rodale fire station. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Yeah, as a Rodale, if I was a Rodale person, which I probably was at one time.
I think you were.
Yeah, I would be very, very upset if I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys all good?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks for checking. All right. So, I, in terms of reviewing the details, I think we need to both do a deep dive into the salaries, and that may open up some areas that we need to review. But I think also because Measure O funding is such a large portion of the entire district budget that we need to have our scope identified in the bylaws so that we are making sure that what was promised the voters is delivered.
Is that where your addendums or your expansion comes in? Is that what
yes.
is that where you're leading to?
That's
okay.
That's what I was leading to.
Okay. Then
I don't want us to be restricted by the fact that the district has already told us that they put their monies directly to salaries only and not have us review or analyze other areas.
And I agree, because that's how I read the measure, and that's how I see our function.
Okay. I would like to immortalize that in writing in our bylaws.
So what did you say?
I haven't put anything down yet. I've said, well, this is kind of a scope, and there's no scope section, but it seems to fall under either purpose or committee activities, section 4 and section 5. Maybe it's a new section that we can include in there with a few paragraphs kind of determining what the scope ought to be.
Look at 501 number 1, please, Paul.
Yes.
Committee shall engage in any of the following in further further stance?
In furtherance of its purpose,
thank
yes.
Thank you. Actively review and report of the proper expenditures of Measure O. Could we use that as the heading or as the item to expand the scope of what we will be looking, what we consider the proper expenditures? Is that how we can define it?
That might be a start. What do you think, Ron?
I think instead of adding things, I would hope to look at into what we have already and see if it covers what you were talking about. What do you think? Does it cover what you're saying?
The current expenditures for Measure O have all been identified at the summary level in the audit the auditor's report.
And we've already discussed that's not what we want to see.
Yes.
And that's where I'm concerned that we're going to have pushback.
And that, okay, I can understand the pushback, but again, I keep going back to what was the will of the voters? What was promised to the voters on Measure O, and is that being delivered? Okay, so there was a host. If the Measure O stated specifically that Measure O funds would only be used for salaries and unfunded pension liability, would that have been acceptable to the voters? In my mind, probably not.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
They wanted Station 75 reopened.
At least all the Rodeo people did, for sure.
Well,
and I agree with them. That was a key thing.
You know, the contention when we were talking about consolidation, I remember it very well, was that
you're our historian.
As Hercules grew, they would be the power, and they would be in control.
And that's what's going to happen.
I would hope that wouldn't happen. But, you know, those people at that meeting, I remember those meetings, they were very, very concerned. And some people voted no because of that reason. They didn't want Hercules wielding the power. So again, getting back to the station, that was the reason we got the consolidation to begin with, then the map, and then the parcel tax.
I have some thoughts that I've put down on paper. I'm going to share these with you. And Chief, I've got one for you too. You've seen this before. Okay, and these are my thoughts on what effective oversight is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's more of a definition of what you think, related to the.
In order for us to have be an effective oversight committee, mm-hmm. we need to have these four areas covered, and the first two are very important. The last two we're pretty much getting, but let's go over them anyway. So independence, I think we need to be an independent body, okay?
Which we think we are, but we don't know if we are.
Yeah, for sure. No restrictions from the board. And or staff shall be placed on the oversight committee. In other words, don't tell us what we cannot do, okay, or what we that or limit us in terms of our oversight. Okay, don't attempt to control us in any way.
No, okay.
All right.
But if we make any decisions, it still has to go before the board.
We're only oversight, and the results of what we come up with can only be reported to the board and to the public.
That's right.
Okay. We have no capability of acting on anything. We're not the board. We cannot direct the district to do anything.
That's right.
Okay. We can only make recommendations to the board. It's up to the board to take our recommendations.
Paul, okay. are you suggesting that this page here be added into?
No, this is just for discussion.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that.
Okay. I'm just saying, let's talk about what our oversight is, and in some way, maybe condense things down and put it as in a section. A paragraph or two in a section in the bylaws, so that at least it identifies what our scope is. All right, transparency. we're dealing with public funds, and we need to have the public's trust. Okay, if the public feels that they are not that the district is not using their funds wisely, and for example, if they decide to close the Rodeo Fire Station or turn it into a training facility, Rodeo voters may not think that's the best thing to do about it. Okay, they've already approached me in regards to the closing of the fire station. Rodeo citizen voter who wants to keep the fire station open is
so
concerned.
An independent resident.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not a they, it's a him or her.
Him or him. Her.
Him or her. Okay.
So then you directed them to the fire chief with their questions, right? So because he would be able to answer them appropriately.
Yes.
Thank you.
And
yeah, but I didn't like the answer I got from you, Chief. The first time I said something about keeping 75 open, you gave me a less than favorable response.
So
yes, I agree.
Okay, so transparency is really important, and the community must see the district as being fully transparent.
Yes.
Particularly as we oversee how 30%, 33% of their budget is being used.
One-third of the budget. Mm-hmm.
When Measure O was being talked about originally, way back in the middle of 2016, there was talk to the board about being more efficient. Okay, and voters were assured by the then board, okay, of which there are still three members, that there would be some improvements in the efficiency of how the district was run. Okay, and that was all because the district was pretty much in financial straits at that time, and the talk was how to become more efficient so we don't waste our monies, we don't run it inefficiently, we spend them better. So I think the full scope of the oversight committee activities, which are somewhere in these two pages, need to be defined so that the scope is not too narrow. Because if the scope is too narrow, the committee may not be able to detect inaccuracies or inconsistencies or inefficiencies in how the funds are being spent.
I say that we ask for the world and let the BOD tell us what we can't ask for and put it on record.
Okay.
Because I think that's the only way that it's going to be known for us specifically. And then I think that it's important that we then let the residents know, especially residents of Rodeo somehow.
Exactly. Agreed.
And I know there's two groups in Rodeo, Voices of Rodeo, and then the RMAC group. Those would be two groups that we could then go to and present information, I think would be something that we should do. And at least someplace get the information out instead of just saying, oh, it's in the minutes or it's on the website. Because I think that most of the folk would not look there on even a semi-regular basis.
Agreed. But you put it wherever you can. You put it on the website.
And
everything's been transferred over to the Measure O tab, which is great. And you do additional work.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Outreach.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what that's another thing, another aspect of our committee is that it's never been done before that there's been outreach to the citizens of Rodeo specifically, mm-hmm. other than these small little groups. The RMAC, I went to a few meetings a few years ago when they were talking about what to do with the pool property in the Highlands, of which I live next to. And I was bothered at the committee just didn't seem to have a grasp of what was going on, and they seemed to be more in tow with what the county's going to do, and not what I thought the RMAC was supposed to be, Municipal Advisory Committee. Now, I know we're not Crockett. Crockett has all kinds of wonderful committees, and I've gone into some of their meetings also just to see how the other half lives. And I was quite impressed with the actions, the things that were discussed, the participation of the people that came from the Crockett group. But they're, like I said, they're a different animal than us. I hope that we could get some more participation or give information out to the public, and then by that, getting more information back, and maybe even getting our two additional members that we need.
Oh, that's really good. I agree with you. Okay. I'll let you read these. Access, and what I mean by access is we have full access to the financials, and that, in other words, there's no holdup in receiving any of that information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in terms of, I mean, everything they've done for their budget last year and this year, you know, those are all things that we would need to be able to review, because remember, we're talking about funds that is 1/3 of the entire budget, so it's a huge amount for this district. And I think we need to be able to review all the financial reports and the annual audits, both the auditor's audit and the chief's audit, and be able to ask questions in regards to all that information to get a full understanding of how 1/3 of the budget is being used.
And that goes to specifically line items. Now, I know there's going to be line items. When I've looked at the previous information we've received, there's line items there that I do not understand.
Yeah.
But I was president of my homeowners association in Olley Hills, so I am familiar with line items, and it took me a while to find out, to get educated on what each one meant. And I think that's something that we need to be educated about also.
Yeah.
Because when it says communication, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And I think the last time we said, oh, communication, something came up about there were new headsets that were needed. And that's fine. I just need to understand that,
mm-hmm.
to have a definition.
Sure. And I believe it's probably, we need to find out, but there's a delicate relationship between the fire district's finances, mm-hmm. and how they coordinate with the county.
And that was another question I had down the road too.
Yeah.
But that's,
And that all needs to be reviewed, I believe. And that delicate relationship could give us some ideas on how the money is being actually moved around.
The two BOD meetings ago, the auditor presented his audit, and one of the directors asked about a line item, and he said something to the effect, sure, it could go into another line item. And I didn't like the casualness of that either, that I want to know what each line mm-hmm. item is, and I want to know how it breaks out for 75 and 76. I don't want 75 shorted, and I have a feeling that that's going to happen. But in order to get that information, who are we going to get it from? Are we going to get it from specifically the board? I don't think so. I think it's going to come from the auditors, and now we're talking money.
Okay, and it may not be the auditors. It may be right here. The chief and the district will need to provide that. Their accounting system right here is QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I said, there's this delicate relationship
mm-hmm.
between the district and the county in terms of how money is received and put into funds and then requests for expense to be paid.
Are you familiar with that?
With QuickBooks?
No. With the process?
No, I am not. But that's one of the things I think we, as an oversight committee, need to become familiar with.
Good. So that was...
That would be Chief, one of our activities.
Is that something that you are familiar with, or would we have to go to someone else that's more involved in the financial aspect?
Well, moving the monies around. I'm very involved in the financial aspect. It's one of my main key reasons I am here. besides the oversight of the fire district as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you, Chief. Go ahead.
So... I think what you need to do is compile exactly your specific questions in regards to what you want to know mm-hmm. about how the district finances are handled.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very difficult for me to be able to maybe answer exactly what you're looking for without that.
Right. And I think that would be the way to go about it, is to put down we do a group. We put down the questions that we have and want to know the flow of the money and how it happens. And you could also tell us about the different line items too, because you're very familiar with those.
Yeah. I just want to make sure, because you're there is no you seem to have a question about in regards to how if funds are allocated evenly between the two fire stations. I just want to make sure that any of those questions or those concerns are dispelled, because...
And that would be fine, but right now that's my bias.
Well, I think some of the changes in regards to making sure that we see the details on how the revenues is taken in and how the expenses or measure O is expended
mm-hmm.
is important, but I think as we start delving into the details, okay, in other words, I would recommend that we start reviewing the budget, okay, because if you look at the budget, and it's not a small thing, it
no.
does require a lot of extra work, but a lot of the details is there in the budget, okay, and that would be a start. I would think that also a review of how the financial system work here in the district and what the relationship is with the county and how that process all works would be another area that we'd want to look into.
Yes, the flow, the actual flow
yeah,
of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then at that point then we can start delving, do a little more deeper dive into... Well, the auditor says these funds go to salaries in these months, and this is the grand total. But let's review how deep we can go in terms of a general ledger account or transactions to pay off those salaries. That would be another area that we could do. But my key point is, once we start. We, as an oversight committee, need to educate ourselves
yes.
in terms of the budget, the financials, the flow. And that should be part of our activities.
Chief, do you have any? You look like you have things in your head. No?
All day, every day.
Okay.
I just think you need to, be specific on what your needs are
yes.
and what is your goal, right? So what, you want to request all this information and to use your words, do this deep dive, what is the purpose?
Yes. And that's true, because otherwise then we would look like we're just going for all kinds of information and have really no specific reason other than just wanting to get the information and be nosy and then not come away with anything. I agree. That would, if we don't have a purpose, then that weakens our position. We look like we're just want to get involved in everything, but not come up with an end result.
And then I'll just want to say that there's part of me in this whole thing that I want to make sure that everybody walks away from this table satisfied, because mm-hmm. you are our best allies. You can be our best allies, because once you find out the information and are satisfied by it, then your voices, because they are independent from the district, carry in some ways more weight than mine does.
Yeah, especially with the public. I agree with that. We could be your best buddy or your worst enemy.
When you say that, what do you mean by our... Be more specific when you say our. Are you talking about you? Are you talking about our staff? Are you talking about the district?
Tell me when I used our, so that way I'll be able to...
We would be your best advocate. You would be...
The
who
district.
Who are we advocating for?
The fire district.
And the fire district is...
Oh, that. All those guys you see sitting right up there, plus all our equipment and the citizens that we are here to protect.
Okay.
That's the fire district to me.
So, yeah, I agree with you. If we think that there may be areas of inefficiency, waste, abuse, or possible fraud.
I was wondering if you were going to come up with yes. Been hearing that sequence of information a lot lately.
All right, and then that would be say. We want to investigate to make sure there isn't any inefficiency or that there aren't any inefficiencies or waste, abuse, or fraud, okay? Then that would be a purpose.
And so that would be, Chief, would you see that as being advocates for the district, being our employees and our rolling stock and our buildings and watching out for the people who live in the two towns?
I think that's your end, you know. It's a means to an end, right? That's what.
Yeah. Okay.
The best thing I'd like to see is if we suspect that there's any of that anywhere, and we investigate, and if there isn't, that would be the best of both worlds. Don't
what
you
I was
agree?
Saying. Yep.
Yeah.
I said you could be our best advocate. I didn't like that you said you could be our worst enemy. But I don't even want that somewhere, even in your.
If we're given the opportunity and we go out and there's some fraud there, then that would be not good for the district.
If there's fraud there, I'm going to be the first person to stand up and bring it to the board's attention.
You fought hard for this position, so I know you have your heart in this.
Not just that. I have fought hard for this district for 33 years.
Yeah, you're...
And
you're...
so that's 33 years sounds like a blink of the eye, but it's not. So, I have my heart and soul in this place, and so that's why I am passionate mm-hmm. when I sit here.
Yeah, my personal opinion is I would love to look at the district finances and make sure that everything is going really well and that everything that is promised to the voters has been delivered to the voters.
And if we can do that, I'm happy to...
Sign off on anything for the district.
And I hope through this committee that you find something we could be doing better. Because I'll always take help.
Okay, I have some areas that I'd like to look at, but I'm going to save those for my later meeting. And we're going to get back to this one.
I want to throw one thing out there. You know we have no money here, right?
What do you mean by that?
So we don't have a checkbook. That we do not control any money.
Who's we?
The fire district.
Okay.
So when the fire district, when I say we, I'm talking the fire district. That's what happens when you sit up in the front chair, you know. The fire district, when invoices come in, mm-hmm. all we do is transfer that to the county, and then the county pays mm-hmm. all those invoices. So we physically do not have any money here.
Well, so your job is to, did I get the equipment? Is the invoice correct? And you sign off on it.
That is
then
correct.
It goes there. Okay.
And then
so you are checking. You are checking.
We are. Yeah. But what I'm saying is so that there's almost a double check.
Yeah.
So then they will not pay one single penny without all of that being correct. So we're almost double audited. I don't know if everybody understands that. I think sometimes they think maybe we can actually put our hands on money, write checks, or whatever like that. We cannot.
So then, going with that, I'm looking at, just because I pulled up this transaction list from December. So then, there's 5, 6, and 8 times that an item is indicated here.
You got to be really specific.
Well, I just...
What is the item?
Well, it's just, okay. I guess I want to know why. So here's an example. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 postings for October payroll. Why are there 8 postings for October payroll?
They're all separated out there. Keep going over one more line and it'll tell you what each one of those are for.
Okay, so then that's why it's broken down. That's why, okay, so it's broken down in a secondary. Okay. And I noticed that for the... Kaiser. Oh, the group health insurance too. That was another one that I saw that there were multiple entries for that. So group health insurance is paid on a flow basis?
No. And on an individual basis, but there's different items that are paid for. So you have retirement medical, you have employee medical, so it's broken down like that.
Okay, so one of the things that we would like to look at as an oversight committee, having these transactions, how do those transactions relate back to Measure O funds? Which line items, go back to the Measure O funds? Would you agree on that?
That's where I don't know. I think that's what Chief was trying to say, is I don't know if we're going to be able to get that detailed and have a line item for 75 and a line item for 76. Is that what you were?
That is correct.
That's what
so
you
we,
were?
We don't allocate funds between, remember this is a fire district, and that's another kind of a, everybody always talks about Rodeo Hercules. I, in some respects, don't wish that our name wasn't Rodeo Hercules because they put that line between us. But this is a fire district, right? So you always have to look at it as just one pie, is the way I describe it. And we divide that pie up into, allocate different pieces of that pie to different funds, right? Mm-hmm. But it's never separated between Station 75 and Station 76.
Unless equipment is specifically needed?
Correct.
Okay.
You might have an expense for 75, but what I'm saying is the funds aren't 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 50% go to Rodeo and 50% go to Hercules.
Okay.
You have a fireman assignments. Some are assigned to Rodeo, some are assigned to Hercules.
But they still flow back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, as we do a deeper dive, I would like to see these type of transactions, which you identified, roll up into some semblance of what the auditor has on his report. Okay.
How detailed does the auditor have?
You've seen it. This is it.
I think you have both auditor reports.
Right. That's.
This is as detailed as I've seen the auditor do.
That's yes.
Right.
And do you feel that's sufficient?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
What would you want to see on that thing? We know it's salaries. We know it's whatever. But
okay.
Do we necessarily have to break down that total because we know it's salaries?
Right. Salaries would be for 75 and 76.
Yeah, that's what I'm
correct.
Saying. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that would be one area.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
That's pretty.
As I mentioned at the last meeting, one of my concerns would be the out of area use of our firemen through this mutual aid agreement. Okay.
And I've been thinking about that, Paul. And I.
It's out of area.
Pardon?
I'm not sure what out of area means. How far out of the area?
Out of district.
Out of district is probably what I think what his...
Well, that's pretty... Understand, the only way that we are able to survive here is through mutual aid.
Right.
And so if we don't provide mutual aid, we don't receive mutual aid.
And you said several times last time that we met that the staff gets paid whether they're in Pinole with something or they're at Phillips with something or on Highway 4 or coming to my house for an emergency.
That is correct.
It's the same thing. So as far as mutual aid, I think that's already been established and it's working and it's an agreement with all of the different departments that are part of this mutual aid.
But if you think about it, if you take it a step further, okay, let's say if we look back at 5 years worth of calls, out of district calls, where we went and provided aid to another district,
mm-hmm.
okay, and another district provided aid to us,
mm-hmm.
okay. Wouldn't you think that over a period of time that it would even out? Okay.
Can
we absolutely say that it does even out?
I think that was the point of the mutual aid agreements through the different districts. They've already taken that into account.
What happens if you do a review, a 5-year review, and you look at all the calls that go outside the district and come back inside the district,
mm-hmm.
and break them down, okay? What would it show?
Okay, question. Chief, on your when you give a report to the board, it shows the calls.
Mm-hmm.
Would it say out of district? What's your assistance?
Does it
say there the line item?
It says mutual aid, not
mutual aid. Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does say that when you present your for the month or for 3 months where your calls are going.
Correct.
You know, racks, and fire.
The other part of that is that mutual aid doesn't come from just Pinole or Crockett or somebody. When we had the big fire last year over off I-80, we had how many different agencies? We even had Cal Fire was doing drops, weren't they?
That's correct.
We had everybody.
Yeah.
And what happened was all of the hour stations that were left open were backfilled by other districts. That's part of the way it happens.
I understand the full purpose.
I don't think it's our purpose to go into.
I think it is if in fact there is inequities.
I don't agree.
You may disagree.
Okay.
Okay, but until we actually review all calls, okay, and find if they're in and do the analysis and determine if there are any inequities. Okay.
I don't see that as our purpose.
I see it if it affects the funding.
Well, can I say this? I understand where she's come from. I understand what you're. But whether they go to Pinole or whether they do absolutely no assistance for a whole year, the salaries and the cost are going to stay the same.
Because it's for the manpower.
That's what I was saying.
Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
100%. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, so I'm going to have to...
There's no give and take. The only thing is that when we do strike teams,
mm-hmm.
we get paid back for those, correct?
That was my next question. What is reimbursed?
Okay, and that would be another thing to look at. But if we just look at the mutual aid, okay, I'm not convinced. And because I'm getting this kind of blowback, it makes me concerned. Why is there so much resistance here? Why don't we just look at it and see that everything is reciprocal?
Because there's no end game for it.
Well, the end game would be...
Because we're in a mutual aid agreement.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if there isn't an inequity. There won't be any reciprocal.
What happens
I won't be able to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you have a crew out on a call outside the district,
mm-hmm.
and a call comes inside the district and you have to call somebody in who's off of work?
They're dispatched. No, the dispatch takes care of that. Dispatch will then see that 75 or 76 needs to has a call coming in, 76 is already out on another call, then another mutual aid is brought in from a reciprocal agreement that they have.
Well, how do we know that?
I listen to the calls.
Well, how do I know that?
Listen to the calls.
I'm okay. what I'm saying is we've got a record of all these mutual aid calls, right?
We do.
Why can't we look at them?
You can.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
I don't see the reason. Oh. I don't see it.
You don't want to look at them, and you want to look at them, and let's just look at them.
I don't know what good it's going to do, but because it's something that's already been decided and it's in place and it's way before us and it'll be way after
us. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying it. To me, it's not going to say anything we need to know that we don't know.
We have other things that our time can be devoted to.
I'm going to agree with that. But if an incident report is an incident report, like let's say you have 132 calls. In a year. I'm just using a number. I know it's more than that. 132 calls in a year. Eight of them are mutual aid. Mutual assistance or something.
Then
you have a percent. But the next year, you might have 267 mutual aid. And so the percents, and I don't understand what we're looking at here. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a never-ending, and it's a fluctuating cost, and it's a fluctuating percent, and you have to convince me, Paul. Convince me, okay?
This is a reciprocal agreement, right?
Yeah, right.
What if
right.
it's not reciprocal? What if over time that Hercules spends more of their time outside of the taking calls outside of the district than we're getting help, mutual help into our district?
If it doesn't affect the safety of our Rodeo and Hercules residents, it really doesn't matter if we spend some time in the mutual assistance. Money's going to be the same, Paul. The people are going to get paid.
All right. So what you guys are saying is that if we've got calls outside the district and we're spending more of our time outside the district, there's not going to have any impact on overtime. It's not going to have any impact on salaries that we may incur while these...
Salaries are being incurred regardless, right?
Let me just... So there is no overtime. Just be clear on that. If we respond outside the district, unless it is a state response where it's over 24 hours, that's the only time the overtime comes into effect, but then that is reimbursable. But regular mutual aid, auto aid, we run up to Fairfield. I mean, we understand, we respond all the way up and down the state of California and outside the state.
Okay,
but,
so
there are no overtime costs related to that. Now, if there is a large fire within Rodeo Hercules, or there's an extended fire, and this is the only time where the overtime would come into play, there's an extended fire where our crews are going to be tied up for a long period of time, and I'm talking like over 10, 11 hours, then we do what's called recall. And so we'll recall off-duty personnel to come in to cover our own stations. And that is a rarity. It used to be common occurrence when we were semi-volunteer paid department. That was a common occurrence. That happened almost on a daily basis. You had to live within the district, and then we went to 20 minutes outside the district. Every single person that worked here carried a pager, and we were called back to the station. That occurs in an absolute rarity now. And the way it's done now is on your cell phone.
I think there's two. It's a two-pronged attack here. Number one, we're concerned about, does outside calls affect the safety of Rodeo and Hercules? And number two, salaries. So we're opening two cans here at the same time. If the salaries stay the same, we shouldn't even be looking at that.
Mm-mm.
And if the level of safety and service to the community does not change, then we really don't need to look at that.
Because that was the whole purpose of the reciprocal agreements, right?
We're all part of what's called a move-up and cover plan.
Yeah.
So if this station is vacant, another engine could come all the way from Pacheco.
Mm-hmm. It
could.
San Pablo. I've heard some calls where San Pablo comes
and
covers.
I looked out in the hallway the other day. There was a guy here from Vallejo.
Mm-hmm.
So
Not even in our county, but yeah.
Right.
Or the, on the
and
bridge,
Vallejo's not calling me up asking me to reimburse them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just hoping that someday down the road we have to go over there.
Exactly.
Right. So it's, okay. It's just a cooperative agreement that runs up and down the county.
I understand the purpose of it. I'm just concerned that it's not reciprocal.
Well, it is through the mutual aid and the auto aid agreements.
But that when you say that, Paul, you mean incidents. The incidents are more that we cover, that somebody else doesn't cover us, or vice. I'm
concerned since we passed Measure O that we are spending more of our time out covering other areas and other districts, okay, and not getting the same response back in.
So how you could actually look at it, let's say you got Measure O money here, right? All these times that we, let's say it was some huge amount of times, and we just said that Measure O funds were only 1/3 of the funds coming into the district. So that means I've got another 1/3 of our funding over here that I could spend outside the district, and it'll never touch Measure O.
Well, but your Measure O, remember, your Measure O money you spend here, and that frees up all the other money you can spend somewhere else.
Right, but okay, see what so I'm saying? So there's no way to carve it out.
Well, what? All right.
And plus, it only happens, it doesn't happen that often.
I'm just concerned that over time, that...
So how many years do you want to see?
5 years.
No problem.
That would be 2 years before, actually, that's if we go back. Yeah. Measure O has been in effect since 2017.
Yeah, I was going to say probably.
Okay, so we go
2 years,
3 years before, 2 years after.
Okay. So what if you find inequities? What are you going to do about it?
Well, what's an inequity? We go out more than we stay here? Is that an inequity?
No, at that point, there may not be anything to do about it. I would still be interested in to see, you know, how all the calls went both ways prior to Measure O and after Measure O.
Chief, do those also include any backfills, like when another station comes to cover for us?
It would only show up as a mutual aid or auto aid. In other words, we're gone on mutual aid or auto aid, but it won't show that another engine company came from another district to cover.
And that is a consideration because that does happen. Not only did the other districts come and take our fires with this, there was on Ketch Court was a fairly large fire. And we had how many different, three different districts.
Every fire in Battalion 7, this is Battalion 7 we're sitting in. Every fire in Battalion 7 takes 3 districts to respond to that structure fire.
The mutual aid has already been balanced out, right?
Right.
That's why I don't necessarily agree with that. Okay? That if I see the 5 years, the 3 years before and the 2 years since, Measure O, and I'll take a look at it, and if there's a lot more calls in before Measure O and more calls out after Measure O, I will ask the question, why is it different?
And I won't have an answer for you. Because that's just emergency calls.
That's life.
That's
life in the district, right?
So in other words, just because we started receiving Measure O funds, we didn't start all of a sudden responding outside of here because now we have Measure O.
Yeah. Let's table this discussion since we got off of it and we can come back to it later. But that was, I just used that as an example of how we can start doing some deeper diving into some of the areas that might affect the salaries.
All
right.
But
it won't
affect.
The
salaries aren't going to affect.
It's not going to be affected.
The salary, Paul.
Well,
I mean, it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
If the guy's sitting around, I'm sorry, I don't mean sitting around. You know what I mean? Working on the truck, cleaning the truck, making sure all the equipment's up to date.
He's in there making dinner.
Or he drives to San Pablo to put out a fire.
Safely getting food.
It's the same pay.
Okay. Well, I
understand where you're coming from. I understand. But I just don't think the inequity is there. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys may be right, okay? And it may be a lack of understanding on my part, okay?
That's what I'm here for.
Um,
technical advice.
I still am not totally convinced, but I'm going to save that for later.
Okay, yeah,
later discussion. Okay, so back. Let's get back to our our bylaws. Yeah.
So go back to the requirements that you see as effective oversight. I agree with being more definitive in how we view our actions. I like the way you wrote this out. So I say that we take this and incorporate it into one of the existing sections and expand that section so that we can, we've got the definitions here. So we've got some, we've told everybody else what we see as transparency and what we see as access, not their definition of access, but what we see as access, and that we write this in to one of our sections.
How about if we just create a brand new section, call it like how would we, I'm trying to think of an area, because we've got purpose and activities, and I'm looking at something to make sure that we are given scope.
And I see that under Section 5, Committee Activities.
Okay.
I think it would best fit there. I don't know about writing in another article.
If that another section to the bylaws?
Correct. Right. Another. We could just incorporate this into what we already have.
Yeah. All right. Where would we put it? And you think it would go good under 5? Section 5?
That's where I say. That's my two cents. That I think it goes under this expansion of definitions, which I think are great, would be appropriately combined into Section 5.
Okay.
Like Section 5 is committee activities. Paul's heading says effectiveness. So does it fit in there? This committee activities, what we do.
And this is how we're going. This is what we're going to do in order to be effective. These are our activities.
So wouldn't that be under support and duties? Would it be under support on 6, Section 6?
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, where do we put it? I'm not disagreeing with it.
Yes, you are.
And I kind of think it falls more under.
What do you think?
It falls more under purpose.
Which is?
4. Okay.
4. Okay. Oh, that's turn it over.
Okay. That would be fine.
I'm not going to disagree.
How
like
about,
Hollywood
okay,
squares.
Purpose and effectiveness.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, change the section to
section title and then.
To purpose and effectiveness.
And then are we going to just add a 403 here?
Oh, it'd have to be. It'd have to be.
Okay.
I like that
what
idea.
What you're doing
yeah.
is you're discussing definitions as well as purpose. You're mixing them together.
Yeah, let me do that.
Okay, so we're going to change the heading or expand the heading on Section 4 to purpose and effectiveness.
Yes.
And
okay, and this is more of the effectiveness area.
Right.
And
right.
then we're going to add in a new section, subsection?
4.03.
Okay.
And with a title and then 4 dots.
Yes.
Okay. There is one other thing too that I didn't find anywhere in these bylaws, and that's to advise the public.
Well, yeah, we were talking about that earlier. If you recall, how do you tell voices in RMAC and basically the community what's going on other than posting it on the site? Well, how many people do you think actually go on that site?
Okay. That's you're right.
Yeah. So, that falls under activities. What activities do you think we should be doing as an oversight committee to advise the public?
Well, on the Homeowners Association, not only do we have a site that nobody tunes into, and in the billing, you know, we have an association fee, and each month that comes, there's a newsletter with it of what's happening.
Okay.
There's clean up after your pet. The water bills are high. Parking, blah, blah, pool will be open. Just information that stuff like that. I don't know if you want to go that route now.
I don't think we have the money.
We'd be asking a district to set out a mayor.
Yeah, exactly.
So then that was where I was coming with. We utilize at least the groups that are available.
We have two main bulletin board areas in each section, South Wildwood and North Wildwood, where we post the meetings, the minutes, and any information. I don't know if they have such an animal here, a posting, a community post board.
Do they?
Maybe at probably at City Hall. I don't know.
I think we do need to add a section under activities to advise the public and make some suggestions on what we could do.
Okay, I see what you're.
Maybe we ought to give to the board the problem. Tell them how do we.
Well.
So.
Do you think they've ever bothered to worry about that?
No.
It's if you want to know, you're going
to
find out.
Meeting,
right. Yeah. And I agree with you. I don't think that that's sufficient.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so where do you go to make it sufficient, efficient?
You know.
And you don't want to spend money. You're right, Paul. We can't spend money.
No.
Well.
We could, but that wouldn't be our purpose.
Wait a second now. Okay. So, if we come up with some ideas on how to outreach to Rodale and it does require some small amount of money, you know, for like purchasing flyers or whatever it is, okay, that could be covered by Measure O funds.
Yeah. On the other hand, if we could find out the viable committees within Rodale and Hercules, and you have a person who's a chairperson or the president of the association, maybe just a letter to that person or association, or that would not cost as much at all.
Okay,
that could be done via email if we just have the emails.
Well, let me ask you, Annie. Let me ask you this: do these associations in Rodale, do they have regular meetings?
I know Voices.
Voices does, and RMAC, I think, is once a month.
Meeting location?
Yeah, they meet at the Fool's Brother Winery.
Their usual place is at D's. They have the separate...
At the hamburger place?
Where it used to be the ice cream parlor.
Okay.
What I would
recommend is that we contact whoever's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and say, when you guys have your next meeting, one of our representatives from the Measure O Oversight Committee would like to come and tell you about what we're attempting to do here. And that was part of the money that you voted in, Measure O, and we have an obligation that we need to advise you on some of the things that we are doing, our activities, you know, our purpose, etc.
And I think that should go for Hercules as well.
Yes, agreed.
Well, the Hercules has a lot of HOAs. Believe me.
But those can be taken care of via email.
Yeah. Well,
we also have social media sites like Nextdoor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Which my wife is really involved in. We own a condo in Sun City, Arizona.
Yeah.
I get all the Nextdoor from there, and she gets all the Nextdoor from the local Nextdoor. Are you okay with me adding a section under 5 to advise the public?
Yes.
Okay. But we don't have a way to do it. We're just saying that would be one of our purposes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm just not myself. I'm sorry.
I know, you're not laughing as much as you usually do.
Okay, so
I'm going to sleep.
So at this point here, and I just want to summarize our discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to add a section. We're going to change the title of Section 4 to Purpose/Effectiveness.
Correct.
And we're going to add another
4.03,
which would incorporate the requirements for effective oversight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And I will try to shrink these
down. Yeah, I was going to
say. Let me shrink these
page
down.
Page two.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
I know.
Okay?
But you might be able to. You might be able to.
All right. And
Maybe not at first. And let's see what DOD says.
Hey.
What?
They've already seen this because I've handed it out to them.
But now we're going to see. But they just saw
now
it. It was a piece of paper that they could ignore. When we present the bylaws next, when they're presented next week.
I'm happy to leave it just like it is.
I think it should be left as it is.
I don't want to start. Yeah. The verbiage is fine, Paul.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to
I can tell you're not feeling good.
Okay. Advise.
It's 2 days now.
Public. And some of the thoughts that we had, I can leave as potential ways to advise the public.
Well, one of them was to
contacting the
president of the homeowners or the president of the effective boards, having one of us attend a meeting.
Put on the meeting to let them know what we're doing.
Okay.
So I can incorporate that. Yeah. Same with Hercules.
I'm looking for that. How about 502? In furtherance of its purpose, the committee shall engage in any of the following activities. How about we put something in here? Three, to notify, something about notifying or keeping the public abreast of.
Well, yeah, but what's the word I'm looking for about the associations?
I don't know.
And the committees? I mean, anybody can be a committee. Are they recognized? You know what I'm saying? Anybody?
Okay, we could leave it broad enough so that we can really define it later on.
Okay.
So like, number 502 number 3 mm-hmm. could be advise public on committee activities.
Mm-hmm.
Is that broad enough?
Yeah, it certainly is. I'll let them know when I want to wash my car.
Yeah.
Can you do
broad
that?
Enough activity.
Okay.
Are you allowed to wash your car?
No, I don't, but I always go to the car wash and let them do it because they recycle the water.
Mm-hmm. I call mine a spa day because I get my waxed too, which my poor little guy needs it.
Okay, so
I agree. I like that idea, Paul.
What was the wording, Paul? Advise.
I said advise public on committee activities.
Oh, okay, advise.
It's something simple like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we can always expand on that.
Yeah, we can change. We can amend our bylaws as we see fit. Okay. Are you okay in section 501?
That was exactly. Yeah.
That's what we talked about, right?
Yeah, that was exactly what I had. That's what I'm saying. That it was almost like you had my notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay with the removals and the addition in 503?
Yes. Although I noticed some of there's zeros and some of there's alpha O's.
Yeah, they made a mistake when they. I think they scanned this in originally and did a...
Okay.
And it,
understand.
It didn't convert over.
Okay.
So this is all... I can try to redo this and find those errors and change them. Okay. And now... So
there's the couple of strikeouts that we... In 503 that we wanted to make sure that the board just doesn't...
Yes.
...push us aside. So that's a more forced... Board may act on any recommendations as it deems.
Okay, so what I would, and the final copy, of course, since we're deleting it, they're not going to be showing up.
Correct.
Okay.
Right, I like that. Okay.
Anything else on section 5?
No, section 5 was great.
No.
Okay, section 6.
I have OKs on 01, 02, and 03.
Okay, how about you, Ron?
I didn't take any notes on that, so I must have been in agreement.
All right.
Yeah, we were, that was, yet. See, there was nothing.
Yeah, it was over here.
Okay, so we're good with 6. Let's
No notes for me.
Yeah, let's go on to 7. I've got several changes there.
Okay,
so we had a long discussion at the first meeting in regards to the size of the committee. And the permanence of the committee, and I think we agreed that 3 members is really not enough. That we really need to be a 5-member committee.
Right.
But we could function with 3.
That we are functioning with 3.
Okay.
With only 3, but I don't want the board or the district to think that it's okay to be only a 3-member committee.
Agreed.
Well, yeah, that word "only" bothers me. Then, at any point in time that there at are at least three members, not only three members. It's just okay. The way it sounds.
All right. Look at my wording. 701, I removed a minimum of three and a maximum of five, and just said five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I took out some at the board discretion.
Right.
Okay. And then. Now, I put down at the bottom area, again, I took out a bunch of what was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And we can reword this. My intent on this one was that if there are only three of us, we all have to be present at the meeting.
Correct.
Okay. Must be present. Okay. So at any point in time.
And so currently I look at this committee as being a five-member committee with two vacancies.
At this point, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
At any point in time that there are only three members
of the committee. Now, we've already identified
as a
five-member committee.
Just leave it the way it is, Paul.
What if we just leave only out?
Okay.
At any point in time, if there are three members of the committee, leaving vacancies to establish a quorum must be present.
Okay,
you're right. The wording is...
What it says at any point in time, I don't know. It's okay.
But if we just leave only out, would you... You don't like that word, I know.
No. I don't know why. Only is the loneliest number. Oh, that's loneliest.
Well, okay, so I'm looking at us, the committee, a five-member committee, but there's just three of us here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Okay.
That
means that we cannot if we were a three-member committee, you could conduct a committee meeting with just two of them.
Correct.
Okay, and that's not my intent.
No, we don't.
I think our committee is a five-member committee and requires three members to be present
for a quorum.
For a quorum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's okay. In getting and notifying the public of what we're doing, that's at the time that we would do outreach also. To anybody who is interested. To be on the committee.
Yes.
So it would be it would be active outreach, not this passive outreach that's been going on.
Good point. Advise so public on committee activities.
Good.
And then
apathetic.
I can expand that to say advise public on committee activities.
And encourage additional members.
Encourage encourage members.
You don't want to say additional members because it's going to be in there forever.
Okay.
Yeah, encourage membership.
And participation.
I'll find the right wording for
that. Okay, Paul. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
That's fine. Okay.
All right, so back to number 701.
Other than taking out only, I think we've agreed that that one's fine.
And we're going to add that other thing. There you go. That's fine.
I went to look to see if I could find that info for you quickly, but I'm going to have to have County Dispatch pull it up.
At any point in time, if there are
What if we said, since this is a five-member committee, three members must be present to establish a quorum?
Okay, then shouldn't that be moved right up to after it's a five-member committee? Where at any point in time, three members have to be present to establish a quorum.
So that would be the second sentence in that paragraph.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
We can do that. Okay?
Yeah, I like that. That's
okay. Is that all right?
That's fine with me.
Yep.
As long as we get only out of there. Oh, we're starting to feel a little better.
Requires three members.
A little bit. My eyes.
For a quorum.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine, and then we can...
You just go ahead and, work with it.
All right. That's. I think that makes more sense to put it there. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
so right, 01 is good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 02, I added the third line. And it.
You know, that grated on me when I was reading it.
Why?
It just only.
Oh.
And mutual aid. It's just one of those things.
But he did say a resident of her.
Correct. And that was the
contention.
Correct. So that's fine. But it was just one of those things where I went, oh, okay.
And then we agreed on taking 703 out.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Anything on 704, 5, or 6?
Nope, nope. Those are all the
nope,
same.
Nope.
Okay. Now we've got to 707. I have that being removed.
Correct. That's what
now,
I have
you know,
also.
As we remove these, they'll be renumbered.
I was just going to ask about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going to ask that?
Automatically, or do we have to do it?
Yeah, no, I have the Word document, so it's automatically.
It'll automatically go. Okay. Yeah, so 707 is gone.
Yeah, okay. 708 is okay, so now we're moving up to Section 8.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we agreed at the last meeting to kind of take out that first line on 802.
Right. That was the
We were going to change that to 801, which you did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was change 801 to 802.
We flip flopped 801 and 802. So this is their flip flop.
Okay. Yes, this is and then taking out that big section.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then,
and should a member resign? Are you guys there yet?
No.
802?
Yeah.
I don't want to say, oh, I got to say zero. I'm a math teacher. It's driving me nuts. Okay, but
there's
the board,
a difference between O and zero.
How about the board will appoint? How about the board can appoint? Will, that means we got to go out there and search. I don't know. I circled that in my other notes. I'm like, God, I can't find member of that. What do you think? Will appoint or can appoint?
What do you
because
see
we can work with four. We can work with four, even though, you know, as long as it's a three-member quorum, we can work with four. So we don't have to. Supposing it happens in October and the term ends the very, you know, January, do you want to appoint person for 3 months or do you just want to wait until...
Well, shouldn't that be up to the board?
It is going to be up to the board, but...
So that's why you're saying will should be, instead of having will, can, to give that flexibility?
Yeah, yeah. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Yeah. So now there's two words you don't like.
Can and will.
Well, only if I'm in the will, it's okay.
Crazy man.
Is that the only change you want to make in that?
That was it. I know I circled that on my other note. I circled that word. I don't know why.
How about 803?
Good.
Good.
And then 804?
We took out...
We took out the last part. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
That was redundant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, 805, okay?
Yep, that was the same. No changes.
All right, moving on to 9. Okay, so 901.
Did this?
That was just it by itself and it was fine.
Okay, so good.
Yeah, 901 was...
Moving on to 10.
Wasn't okay.
Okay, I put the words under 1001 to discuss at this meeting. Okay, and I'm not sure... I had a little asterisk on that one, but I wasn't sure what our discussion was. Do you recall?
I have a note that says that on 1001, we crossed out, the committee shall meet at least 2 times and as often as, all that's crossed off. And then I have the committee meets, the committee determines as necessary to, meets as necessary to conduct its business on the days to be determined by the committee. So it's not... Go ahead.
Okay, well, I think it should be specific and that we meet every month on a certain day of the month or like a Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month. Not only that, and then, I mean, if we don't really have much to discuss, we could rate the agenda 1 or 2 points and ask for public input and then adjourn the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what
I
I'm
think
saying?
We should, I think we should define the, yes, to instead of being an occasional committee.
That's right. We're a definite monthly,
meeting
organization.
I agree.
What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I'm okay. There will be some months that I will not be able to make it.
But that's okay.
But we're going to ride in via teleconference.
That's fine. That would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
In between, in seventh inning stretch is a good time, Paul, to get on the phone.
No, I'm when I'm down in Arizona and going to the ball games, I will make
you have your little earbud in and you listen to what's going on.
You can't hear anything at those.
That's
right.
With you.
I'd have to do it from my office at our condo. Okay, so we're gonna
as long as it's ADA acceptable.
Our condo is in Sun City, Arizona, which is a 55-plus community, so almost everything is ADA accessible. All right, so let's reword to 10-01.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Paul.
to accommodate what we just agreed on, that we would have monthly meetings.
So the committee will meet
the first Monday or whatever, you want to do it before the board meeting, right?
Right.
Is that right, Paul?
Yes. So let's the board meets on the second Wednesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
For December.
And okay, they don't meet at all in December. They're black in December.
So
why? World doesn't stop.
Don't ask that question. I work at the pleasure of
the Lord. I was going to say, yeah.
Okay. And anything.
And you're there anyway, right? You're always there.
Okay. Anything that we do at our meeting that we want to make sure the board gets has to be done by the Friday before the second Wednesday to be posted on the site.
So the committee will meet the first Wednesday of each month?
Except in December? Do you want to put that out or do you still want to meet?
You know,
what do you think?
It doesn't make any difference. I like the fact that Wednesdays is a good day.
Okay, well, yeah.
I like the fact that this room is available. I like the fact it's an afternoon meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that if we do change a meeting time, it becomes a special meeting.
Yeah.
With the that it's discussed at the prior meeting and posted. As it's posted, you know.
Just like we did with this last one, where we knew we had to come back.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't necessarily think the first Wednesday of every month is necessarily good, but if we were to meet 2 weeks prior to the board meeting,
that would
put it at as the last. Okay, so it would be.
I just like Wednesdays. I want to say that.
I'm good.
Okay.
So the last Wednesday of the month, then the last Monday, last Wednesday of.
I like the third Wednesday of the month.
It doesn't matter to me.
That allows some cush in case we have to re-meet.
If you have a special meeting,
meeting. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
The regular meeting should be the third Wednesday of the month
in this
location.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You've got it.
Okay. I'm gonna be in Seattle, so I guess I'm doing teleconference.
When? The next time?
Memorial Week. Yeah.
Oh,
that's. I was supposed to go see Mick, but Mick decided to cancel out on me.
Okay.
Poop. His heart. Yeah, his heart. His heart lasted this long. Could have lasted another season.
The third Wednesday
of each month.
Okay, so this one would be May the 15th.
So you're going to meet twice this month?
I see what we're doing. Okay, so I will be.
Yes.
Third Wednesday. So I won't be. I'll be home.
I'm excited now.
So we could meet. We could have two meetings. I mean, we're actually.
Yes. That's.
Yeah, if deemed. Yeah,
yeah.
Emergency meeting.
So the committee will meet the third Wednesday of each month.
And do you want to put this address?
Do we have to? And additional meetings as deemed necessary to conduct their business?
Special meetings, yes.
And additional special meetings?
Or just special meetings, not additional, just special.
Special meetings as
the biggest high priority or something.
As the committee deems necessary.
Yeah, right, fits in front of that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Send me that wording
okay.
that you just put down through email,
mm-hmm.
and I will incorporate it.
Okay.
Good.
And if you don't send it to me before tomorrow night,
I will do it when I go home.
I will bug you.
I know you will,
because
that's fine.
We need to have this to this these bylaws.
Yeah. No, I'll do it
by Friday.
Did you include the address? Did you include the address? We don't want to include the address. I just thought that would
do
be,
we need to,
that would be a bad thing to include the address here.
Do we need to
include
the address?
Because it could change, and it's always on the agenda.
Yes,
where
so we don't need to put the...
Yeah, okay.
No, we don't need to include
don't,
the address.
Don't include...
The committee will meet the third Wednesday of each month and special meetings as deemed necessary to conduct this business on the date to be determined by the committee.
Okay, that's great.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
So good, that's it, Paul. That's great.
All right.
So I'll take care of that. You'll get it.
Good.
Oh, there's the sex special meetings. Is the very next
one. Uh-huh. But that way we address
okay.
it.
Yeah, okay. That's. I would just leave that. Wouldn't you leave that in the Brown Act?
Yeah, because they're referring to the Brown Act.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can create any, according to the Brown Act,
yeah.
you can conduct special meetings, but they have to be identified and posted.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Ought two, ought three?
I'm good with three. I removed the word secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
From the 10.04.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the wording that I put in under one, are you okay with?
Chairman, I think we discussed. Yeah, we
mm-hmm.
discussed.
Yeah, we wanted to. Yes, yes.
Okay, just I don't have any problem with the verb. Just,
and that was and yeah. all I did just a synopsis of it. Individual speakers may request additional time, so that's
right.
Yeah, so that's fine. That works out.
Okay, and I expanded on that.
Specifies, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Two, okay, and that one.
No changes.
Two's good.
All right. So I number three, I have a discuss that next meeting. I have a redo this item per Brown Act. What did we talk about this last time? Do you recall? Do you have any notes on that?
See
well, it does it say anywhere am I that the public speaking or
oh,
public
I
interest
know.
Is only on items on the agenda? Didn't
that was going to be, Chief? Were you going to review the Brown Act for us? Oh, speaking of which, on the committee. If someone wants to talk to us,
they want to put their name on.
Did we ever get a on the speaker form?
I fixed it.
What did you fix, sir?
Took the name.
Optional.
Is that what the rest of the?
The Brown Act doesn't require you to put your name or address.
But is that what the city is doing, and is that what the Planning Commission is doing, and is that what the BOD? For the fire district is doing.
Those are the exact same forms I use at the district board of directors meetings. I do not have any control over what the city of Hercules does.
Yeah, I think
optional
the city of Hercules does not have the word optional in there.
I don't think so either.
No, I think that's what Mr. Younger was talking about is that
well,
they still.
Once we do OKR, we have to send them a note saying we change this to. Accordance with the Brown Act, and just let them know we did.
I don't think we should.
Tell the city?
No, we're down on the totem pole.
No, but I'm
we're the bottom feeders. They're top feeders. It should come from them.
But we don't want them to be in violation of the Brown Act.
They've made a conscious decision because Ms. Sue, you said that the Brown Act has been of the committee of the speaker card. Has been brought up to the board or to the city and to the planning commission, and they have decided they've already heard that, and they've determined that they didn't want to do anything about it.
I didn't say that. I said it's been presented to them. Now because
and nothing has
engaged,
been done.
And nothing has been done.
Okay.
So my gut instinct is that they've kind of like, yeah, we'll get to it someday, and now they've forgotten it again.
After the hotel spill.
Yeah. Well, the Brown Act clearly states that it's information, and they have some discussion of like, how do we do that if we can't identify somebody or call them by name? They haven't figured out that there's about 10 easy ways of handing out numbers and handing out cards that have the word option on them. But there are some people who would like to request to speak to the city council or to others who have said, I can't, if they hear my name, then I'm going to get, there's going to be a problem. Okay. And so there's ways around it. They have just chosen not to do anything.
All right, so number three.
Right.
Are we okay just to leave it like it is and I'll scratch out the red stuff? Or do we actually need to go back and look at this as it relates to the Brown Act?
I don't think we need to go back.
Okay, so we're good. I'm just going to scratch out the red.
Yeah. And Chief, you said that ours being the Measure O committee speaker forms have now say optional.
That is correct.
Okay. What about the board of directors for the district?
All I do is take the exact same speaker cards and bring them out here that I use at the board meeting.
So then you're saying that the ones that are going to be at the board meeting are going to show optional?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see if anybody notices.
All right. So, number four, okay?
I didn't have anything on that.
I have check marks all the way through.
Okay, and 10,
0, oh, 5, oh, I know. On 07, I wrote a note here, no action will be taken, unless a quorum is present. I want to put in there about prearranged teleconference.
Ah, yeah, good.
Hmm.
I think that's where it should be.
I didn't note that down. Do you have it in your notes?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. I did.
I didn't note that.
Because I can see that there's going to be a time when all three of us are going to be.
Okay.
In
terms of the logistics for a prearranged teleconference,
mm-hmm.
and what, how would we be able to do that? Because I know from our I can, teleconference with this, but there needs to be a dial-in number, is there a phone here that we could use, or
yes.
would we use one of the other members' phones?
So that phone we have a long extension for,
and
we've used that during board meetings, and we just move the phone, and it has a stand
and a speaker button on it.
Yeah.
So okay,
okay,
then we'll do that. All right. So what was the wording on? And you're suggesting the change to number 1007.
Yes, that's where I had my note. No action will be taken, members present and voting, unless a quorum is present. Recommendations to approve or disapprove a project. So somewhere in that second sentence,
okay.
or after that second sentence, that...
it's the second sentence, members may not vote.
Okay, that's not the sentence. That's not the one. You're right.
So that's the one where you want to put in the telecommunication.
No, that... Third sentence, no action taken by members present unless a quorum is reached.
Okay.
So in some place in there. So that's the third sentence.
Okay. Okay. So what you're getting at is a member who's on teleconference can vote.
Vote.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's
it. Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
So let me just, I'll incorporate that. Conferenced. How about a member who has teleconferenced into the meeting is eligible to vote?
I would like to put prearranged in there.
Okay.
Just so that we know we're supposed to do that.
Got it. As prearranged to teleconference into a regular meeting.
Or special.
Okay. I'll just say a committee meeting, so it covers both.
Mm-hmm.
and I'll just say can vote.
Mm-hmm.
Are we good with that?
Yes.
You don't want to use will, you want to use can?
No, not today.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that covers through section 10. At this point, I think we should take a quick
restroom
10-minute break. Right, yeah. 10-minute break?
5 or 10 minutes.
La Bagna.
What are you going to call it? You're
okay,
the boss.
It's 4:45. Let's go no more than 10 minutes.
Okay.
We'll be back at 5 till 5.
Okay.
Thank you.